Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums now for four decades. That's right. Knocking out bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think Caps. I'm a four-time Gold Glove champion, was nationally ranked as an amateur fighter, and I'm an award-winning boxing journalist. So allegedly, I should know something about boxing, right? But I don't know what you're thinking. What are you thinking? Want a part? You can. Join me on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Slow week in the world of boxing as far as this week is concerned. Of course, we're waiting on the September 12th fight, of course, at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, home of the Oakland Raiders. Oh, I'm sorry, the Las Vegas Raiders. But the bottom line is, you know, it's going to be Crawford, 41-0, 31 KOs, of course, taking on the fat Mexican I'm talking about. I don't even want to mention his name, but, you know, Canelo Alvarez, Saul Canelo Alvarez, the guy that's been pulling the biggest con on the boxing world for the past 3.5-4 years. And guess what? Everybody's complicit. The boxing media is complicit. The WBC is complicit. The athletic commissions are complicit. I mean, this guy's able to do whatever he wants. I'm telling you, whatever he wants. I mean, in fact, after one fight, he gave a guy a bonus. I mean, after he beat up Jaime Munguia, or Munguia didn't try too hard, of course, Mexican versus Mexican down there in Mexico. But when this fight went down, after it went down, he bought Munguia a $125,000 car. I mean, come on, man. I mean, come think about that. Why would you buy something? Why would you buy that for somebody you just whooped on? Come on, it doesn't make sense. This is boxing. This is not like Boy Scouts. You know, straight up. But Canelo Alvarez is a piece of work, no doubt about that. And I'm hoping he gets beat on the 12th. In fact, you know what? I'm going out on a limb. I'm picking the underdog. I'm picking the smaller guy. I think Terrence Crawford's going to beat him. I just do. I think Terrence Crawford's got the skill. I think Terrence Crawford can fight. I think Terrence Crawford is black. And I think black bleeds the Mexican style this time. That's just my opinion. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tommy D will join us, as will, of course, the producers in the house. The great, the impeccable Bailey Peck. Take it away, Bailey.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
That is my mission. 12 and a half minutes past the hour, hour number one of two on live on Sports Byline. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, in case you forgot. But straight up, you know, I got to bring this up. And I'm going to bring this up at the forefront of the show. Because the bottom line is, you know, one of the greatest actors. I can't call him an athlete because he really wasn't an athlete. I mean, you can't call Hulk Hogan an athlete. What he did in a wrestling ring was not wrestling. I mean, he's sort of like posed and did a couple of things, threw a few punches and threw that leg drop and it was all over. But as far as professional wrestling is concerned, he was the dullest or the most unprofessional wrestler there ever was. But the bottom line is, of course, he passed away on July 24th and then he's involved with the Church of Scientology, you know. And Scientology, it's not a religion, according to some people here in the studio. It's like, it's a theory of philosophy. So, okay, so bottom line is, what is the difference between that and religion? But bottom line is, he was into the Church of Scientology. Scientology, got baptized into the Church of Scientology a couple of years ago. Of course, I'm talking about the man that was born, Terry Bollea, 71 years ago. But he died July 24th in Florida. Was Hulk Hogan's cause of death, was it a drug overdose? And the reason why I say that is, you know, he was administered two doses of Narcan. Why? Why did they give him Narcan at the house before they took him off to the hospital? Why would they do that? I mean, why would they do that? If Hulk Hogan's death was all natural, why was he administered Narcan? Now we bring in the Sunday Shy Caller, the man, I call him Dr. Thomas Dillamuth. Dr. Thomas Dillamuth, can you explain that to me from a medical point of view?
I can't. You know, it's first of all, how you doing? How's everything? Hope all is well. But I didn't know I got upgraded to be a doctor now. I just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but why would you give Narcan to a guy that was dying of natural causes? Well, you mean, if he was dying from natural causes, you wouldn't give him Narcan. Narcan is to do the opposite of something like an opiate.
Yeah, I did not know that. Time out.
All the people you see on fentanyl every day, I mean, come, you and I both were talking about this yesterday, right? The people that we see on fentanyl, these people are bent over in unnatural positions for like 5 or 6 hours, Tommy D.
Yeah, and it's amazing that they can stand on their own 2 feet and they're just standing there like a, you know, bent in all sorts of shapes like a tree. And it's kind of scary.
Wait. But how do you stay? Wait, after being frozen like that for like 4 or 5 hours, how do you even ever walk again?
I, I don't know.
I mean, because if you or I bent ourselves over, even the peccable one, if we bent over in that position, bent over, like completely bent over, how long will we last under normal circumstances? A few minutes?
Maybe. I would tilt over. I don't know. I just don't.
Exactly. But these guys don't tilt over. They got perfect balance. Or as they say perfect. In Australia, balance.
Balance. Perfect balance.
Okay. You know, as a fighter that, as a guy that ate, slept, and burnt boxing while covering the sport on the radio and in writing, of course, I've been around the world and this and that, I consider myself a pretty good judge of character. Of course, then, pugilist talent, not character. Bottom line is, of course, I thought that David Price, who was like a 5-time amateur champion from the UK, he was a super heavyweight. He was like 6'7". I mean, he was beating everybody. I thought as an amateur, this guy was the best thing ever as an amateur super heavyweight. But he didn't make the transition that well to the professional rankings because he was 25-7 of those 7 fights he was stopped. Now, on next week, we've got the next heavyweight coming up, and you know what I'm talking about here. The guy,
Moses?
Yeah, I mean, is Moses the real deal? Do you think he is?
I don't know. I mean, they're kind of moving him up too fast, and, you know, the UK hype is definitely around him. He's going to fight a guy that, you know, he's decent. I wouldn't say he's good or very good in Dillian White, but he's a veteran. He's been around. He's been in the ring with champions. So, I mean, that's going to be his first real test at a very, you know, early stage of his career. So I guess we'll find out next week.
You know, I will say this, though. UK heavyweights, they protect them well. You talk about top rank knowing how to matchmake guys. Over there, they can matchmake heavyweights. And, like, I mean, I'm telling you, I thought that David Price was the second coming of God. I mean, I just said to myself, oh, my God, this guy can really fight, and he's white. He's gonna capture the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm watching him as a real amateur. I'm saying he captures the World Heavyweight Championship as a professional. I said, this guy can open all kinds of doors for boxing, this and that. And it turned out to be a bit of a fake, you know. And Dillian White, say what you want about him, but he's rough and he's tough. He's been stopped 3 times. But Moses Aitama, 12-0, I don't know. Sometimes I think that 12-0, 10 KOs. He doesn't look like he's about to get beat. And I don't think Dillian White could beat him. I think Dillian White could possibly outlast him. How's that?
That sounds fair. You know, but, you know, Dillian White is a sucker for an uppercut. So I don't know if he's shaking that off, because every time I've seen him get stopped, it's pretty much been an uppercut. So I don't know. I think we'll tell. We don't know how motivated, you know, White is going to be. You know, this might be his last big, you know, last chance at something. So it's going to be interesting to see what Dillian White we see, you know, to bring out the best Moses.
If you were a boxer and you were boxing in Saudi Arabia and the Turkey guy winked at you, what would you do? You know what I mean? You know what I mean by him giving you the wink?
Yeah.
Allegedly. In other words, like, you know, the wink. And I don't mean the gay wink. I'm not talking about the gay wink. Okay, I'm not talking about that one. Even though the guy wears a dress. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, you know, maybe why don't you go along with the program? You know what I'm saying? But I just, how can I put this? For some reason, I don't think he's an honorable guy. Why is it I don't get that impression from him? Is that the ex-cop in me?
It could be that, and your instincts, right? But he's done some questionable things. You know, I mean, the first big one I've seen was, you know, no, not that. But when Adames fought his guy, was it earlier this year or last year?
Shiraz,
you know, he was going reading the scorecards and all this and yelling the scorecards to you know, Shiraz, and then they ruled that to be a draw when he clearly lost. So, like, I mean, that was the first kind of sign that this guy is, you know,
out of control.
It's kind of no good.
He's out. His money puts him in a position where he's, or at least his money and his ego put him in a position where he's out of control. You can't control him. He's like the Dana White of boxing.
And guess what? He's got Dana White working with him.
Yes, so I know. And you know what?
It's terrible.
You know what? Week in and week out, I give Dana White all kinds of props for the crowds that he draws as far as the UFC is concerned. I mean, I do want to mention this, and you know, and he, like, in New Orleans, he drew 18,000 people on the 19th of July. But the week before that, it was 17,000 people in Nashville, Tennessee. 2 weeks before that, late June, it was 20,000 people at the T-Mobile Arena. Before that, the week before, on ABC television, he had a Khalil Roundtree comeback that was in some place called Baku. But the bottom line is, you do 14,000 for that. And 2 weeks before that, it was, I hate bragging about this guy, but 17,000 people in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, you know, I couldn't draw that many people if I was nude running down the street. And boxing's not coming close.
I mean, no, it's not. I mean, they're filling up. People like, I guess they like the UFC, they like the MMA combat, you know. I don't know how. I don't like it as much. You know, I still love boxing. I love the sport of boxing. I think it's a way better, you know, sport than the UFC or MMA, let's put it that way. I respect MMA fighters, but it just seems that people like it more. I guess they like the violence, you know. It's, you know, boxing is not always all about violence. There's violence in boxing, but it's not all violence, if that makes any sense. UFC is violence.
Okay, and you know what, then we're really gonna run, tell you what, run that clip.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays, when anything goes, you can keep it, so far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, of course, the Brits there talking about the fact that cage fighting was becoming big in Britain, but I don't think it can eclipse boxing in Britain, do you?
No, I don't think so either, especially with the big promoters they have over there in the UK. So, I mean, boxing is going to be...
You mean like Eddie Hearn?
Yeah, Eddie Hearn. I mean,
time out. I'm glad you're backing up Eddie Hearn here, because he's the only guy I know that could lose $1 billion and still get people to back him up. What's the story on that one? How do you lose $1 billion and stay in business?
I think Eddie Hearn's a great storyteller. You know, he's able to run his mouth better.
Are you
than
saying
anybody.
He's a bull spitter with an H?
I did not say that. I said he's a good storyteller.
What's the difference?
I mean, nobody tells a better story than Eddie
What's
Hearn.
The difference between a bull spitter and a good storyteller?
I don't think there's much of a difference. I think they got similar traits.
Okay, let's roll to a break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studio. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, the Sunday Shot Caller on the line from the Bronx. We were talking about the fentanyl in the Bronx. Of course, fentanyl's all over the country, folks. And you know what? It's not a joke. And when I was doing the cop, the narcotic thing back in the 80s, it was crack cocaine. Of course, crack cocaine's like nothing now, straight up, compared to fentanyl and meth. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't do drugs!
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit.
credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother told me it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, but Pete, people don't want to hear the truth. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, go back to the story I mentioned at the top of the show. Of course, Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, call him what you want, 71 years old, passed away July 24th in Clearwater, Florida. Hulk Hogan not yet cremated amid family medical questions. That's according to News Nation. Fox News says Hulk Hogan's widow reveals reason behind delayed cremation. And then Yahoo News got Hulk Hogan's cremation halted amid family's foul play suggestion. You know, there was nobody there when he died, I mean, on from Hulk Hogan's family. It was just all the wife's family, this and all those Scientologists. Am I wrong to suspect the Scientology people of being, I don't know what the word I want to use. You know what word I want? Can you fill in that word for me, the blank? No, like, huh?
That they were responsible?
Nah, okay. I wasn't going to go that far, but yeah, okay.
Maybe put the word somewhat. Responsible.
It just sounds a little weird. And here's what's up. Hulk Hogan, because I know I chased him around the Thomas and Mack Arena one time back in 1992. He was running like a little girl. He had to get protected by Dina the Buff. I remember putting him in a spot. 300 pounds was Hulk Hogan. All primed up, all juiced up. Of course, just coming off the steroid scandal with the WWE or WWF, whatever it was back then. But the bottom line is he was flexing up and this kind of stuff. And you know, I said to him, hey, what about the steroids, man? I said, you know, you testified or there's some grand jury transcripts I saw that you admitted taking steroids, isn't it? And he ran away from me at the post fight George Foreman Alex Stewart press conference. Of course, that fight was a bit shaky, the scoring, but he ran away from me. And then he got Dina LaBeouf, who was Top Rank's Bob Arum's stepdaughter, Top Rank's PR person, to protect him. Why are you asking him questions? Because this is a press conference, and he's a front-page news. But the bottom line is, as I said to him, you're 300 pounds, you need a 110-pound chick to protect you, man. What's that say about you? Oh, God. I mean, that's the way you want to kick somebody in the nuts without kicking them. That's the way you do it.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. I don't know much of what happened with the Hogan funeral, but apparently, you know, only like you said, mentioned, but his family, his daughter didn't go to the funeral. She said that her father hated the idea of the funerals. Like he didn't want it. He didn't like it or want the idea of any funeral. So that's why she didn't attend. And she's offering to pay for the autopsy.
Oh, but you know what the city of Clearwater, Florida, you know what their official response was to this?
No.
They didn't want to waste taxpayers' money on an autopsy. That was the official word of the county coroner. I kid you not.
Well, why would they have to?
The biggest celebrity ever in the history of Clearwater, Florida, without a doubt. One of the most recognizable faces on the planet, whether he was a fraud or not. Bottom line is, you know, and I'll say this. I mean, of all the guys that would want to have, like, you know, Elvis Presley's got Graceland, where people go on and look at his casket, I think, or where his grave's buried, that kind of good stuff, his gravesite, this one. You know, Mao Zedong, when I went to China in Beijing, in Tiananmen Square, he's got himself in a glass case, so he's all preserved. The kid, he looks a little green, Mao Zedong, looks a little green, but that's Mao, there's no doubt about it. Somehow they preserve him. So I'm thinking Hulk Hogan, with his ego, would go down the same avenue as Mao Zedong or one of these guys. You feel me?
No, absolutely. I thought the exact same thing. I thought they would have like a shrine of some sort of him, but quite the opposite. And I don't think it's going to be as kind of crazy as, you know, I don't know if you remember when Ted Williams passed away. They had him. There was like an argument over what they should do with the body.
Yeah, well, Ted Williams. They chopped off his head and they froze him. But when they froze him, they froze him in two pieces. You can't freeze a guy in two pieces.
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to go that far. But, you know, now they're fighting off the autopsy now.
The autopsy's done. Autopsy's done. They've already done. They've done some embalming on him. They've had to have done some type of embalming on him where they remove the blood and put fluid in, that kind of good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So there's been some type of post-death a preparation by some type of funeral home, I think, and that's the way I've read it. So that's been done. So if that's been done, any evidence of his blood or what he was taking or the possibility of him overdosing on something, because I'm going to say it again, and it hasn't been published too many places, but he was administered Narcan twice at the house. And why would he be administered Narcon when I see these guys dying on the streets of San Francisco, you see them get the Narcon thing. You know what I'm saying? And then they bring them back to life. So most of those guys just let them die. I'm saying, but you know, Hulk Hogan, they tried to bring him back to life twice. From what?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it kind of came as a shock. I think there was a post like before he died, like 2 weeks before that, he wasn't doing well, but there was no specifics on what was going on.
Somebody said he was like down under 220 pounds and all kinds of stuff like that. And, you know, I could see him losing a lot of weight because he was sick. I mean, he was sick.
Yeah.
And most of that, listen, if ever there was a guy that brought spit on himself, when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. If there was anybody that brought medical spit on themselves, it was him. I mean, the fact that he took steroids into his 60s, bro.
Unbelievable, you know, took steroids to his 60, and, you know, he said a lot of controversial things also.
And he used the N-word a little bit too much.
He did, and he used it a lot in a very, very negative way, like, you know, he was not well-liked by a lot of people, you know, and then I guess when he went and endorsed Trump, that didn't do him any favors either.
Here's what's up. Me and Hulk Hogan, I'm 1-0 with a KO. You should have seen his little bitch ass run. I'm serious. He ran. He ran from me.
And he's like 2 feet taller than you.
But he was running. He was walking fast with them big feet and big long legs. Listen, he took like a step and like moving halfway across the room. But the bottom line is, he was running. He was inside. He was saying, Dina, where are you? but to be able to piss on him and tell him, you know what, 300-pound dude, man, you need a 110-pound chick to protect you. What's that say about you? And the people around me knew that I was throwing daggers. They knew it. I mean, everybody knew that I wasn't a joke back then. In the early 1990s, I was Poison Pen Pedro. I was North American Boxing Writer of the Year, not once but twice. Won a lot of other awards. I didn't win those awards for being meek.
That's true. That's a good point. You know, not like the media and the writers today.
No, there is no media today.
Well, yeah, if there are any, there isn't. Because
The media should have been all over this Hulk Hogan thing with the Narcon, and they're not over that. Of course, Hulk Hogan passing away July 24th. There's a lot of things the media is not on. There's no real sin. When the newspapers went away, somebody asked me yesterday, somebody from Texas said to me, are you still doing ringtalk.com? And I told them I didn't want to write for free anymore. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I didn't want to write for free. I said, you know, at one point in time, I was writing cover stories for Essence magazines, British Boxing Monthly. I had a column, a weekly column with the Sunday Post, the Glasgow Sunday Post in Glasgow, Scotland. I reached a couple hundred thousand people, if not a half a million. So the bottom line is I was well-versed and distributed all over the world. But once the internet came along, it sort of cut the money. I mean, because that British Boxing Monthly people, they asked me, would I do a digital story for them? And I said, well, how much? They said, like, $500. I told them, can they kiss my pass?
Yeah, well, that's what it is now. Everything is social media, and all these so-called experts, they make a website, they feel like they're expert writers, and they're experts on a particular sport, and that's what they do. They put it out there in the social media world and for clicks and views, and you get paid by the views now, I guess. So yeah. That's just what it is now. It's not real media. It's not real journalism.
Well, you know, that's really a shame considering what's going on here in Washington and things like that. I mean, people need to know the truth. And, of course, somebody told me that they're trying to slash a budget on PBS. They're trying to wipe out PBS and that kind of good stuff. I mean, good Lord, man. PBS, I mean, We all grew up on PBS to some extent.
Yeah, I did.
You know? I mean, and I remember doing. I did the Sesame Street. I went to Sesame Street school for my daughter. I went to a school. I took a half a day at PBS, and what I did was I learned all these little techniques on how to teach her this and teach her that, teach her this and teach her that. And so I was teaching like the neighborhood. I had like four or five kids together doing this stuff. That was crazy. Anyway, bottom line is Tommy D. You have a great week, man.
Thank you, Pedro. I appreciate you, and you have a great week.
All the best. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997, 800-659-7997, 800-659-7997, that's 800-659-7997.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's go back to Motown. Mary Wells, the first lady of Motown, no doubt about it. Of course, that song was like 1963, 1964. It was recorded on West Grand Boulevard. Of course, that was in Detroit, Michigan, the home of Motown Records. The reason why I bring it up, of course, is the house historian, Frank 1961, advised me yesterday that yesterday was Eddie Futch's birthday. Of course, Eddie Futch was born on August 9th, 1911. Of course, he died in 2001 at the age of 89 or 90 years old. But the bottom line is, let's talk about the little story I wrote that Frank sort of had a hand in. Bottom line is, my house historian, Frank 1961, sent me a text during the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, advising me that trainer Eddie Futch was born on August 9th, 1911. In this photo I've got here, Eddie is close to stopping the 1975 Thriller in Manila as his charge, Joe Frazier, was in no shape to continue after what was his 41st complete round with Muhammad Ali. Eddie's 1940s fighter, he's still punching at 95. People bring up Frazier, Ken Norton, both of whom were trained by Mr. Futch, as Johnny Tapia always referred to Eddie. But there was one fighter trained that preceded them all. I'm talking about Motown Records owner Berry Gordy. Smartest thing Berry could have done was retire. The true definition of a music mogul, Berry, who will be 96 on November 29, 2025, turned professional in Detroit in December 1947 and retired in January 1950 with a record of 12 wins, 3 losses, 2 draws, with 5 KOs. Eddie on Gordy, Berry couldn't punch much, and that limited him, end of quote. The Godfather Eddie Futch, of course, his funeral drew a huge crowd in Las Vegas. His wife, Eva Futch, put together a funeral program in Sin City that highlighted some of the Godfather's work shortly after his October 10th, 2001 passing, with videotape and testimonials. Boxing celebrities, friends, and even enemies, meaning people that you wouldn't see in the same room unless they were in court, all came together for Mr. Futch. And lo and behold, Berry Gordy was there as well. Straight up, happy birthday, my man Eddie Futch. When I last saw him, of course, he was in a wheelchair, and I said to him, "Are you okay, Godfather?" He says, "Physically, I'm okay. I just didn't walk like a half a mile from the car to here. It was a long outdoor event. It was a long walk from his car to the front door of this event. It was an outdoor event in North Las Vegas. But the bottom line is, I miss him. He was a man that trusted me, and he didn't trust a lot of media people. In fact, he told me things that I could probably use now for if I was still writing." Maybe I'd expand on some of the stuff he taught me, and things like that. But since I'm not, I just let it die with me. Straight up, of course, he was the guy that had the strategy on how to beat Muhammad Ali. He did it with Ken Norton. He did it with Joe Frazier. Of course, the fight in the century. He came up with that strategy. I mean, bottom line is, he beat Ali not once but twice. Of course, maybe he beat him 3 or 4 times. Of course, you want to talk about the Ken Norton fights. All 3 Ken Norton fights were controversial with Muhammad Ali, especially the third one. Of course, that was in 1978, a 15-round decision won by Ali. That was in Yankee Stadium. But, man, Ali got beat on that night like a drum. I mean, Ali was so punchy afterwards. We played the 1978 post-fight interview of the Ken Norton fight, and Ali sounded discombobulated, talking about nigga this and nigga that, and you know, you're only mad at me because I'm a Muslim. And, I mean, all kinds of crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes he made sense. Other times, he didn't make sense. That night, he didn't make sense, no doubt about it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. March 11, 1989, Evander Holyfield stops Michael Doakes. Michael Doakes, what a piece of OS. If ever there was a piece of spit with an H, in the world of boxing, it was former NABF heavyweight champion Michael Doakes. I think he held the WBA heavyweight title as well. Of course, he got that title when Joey Curtis stopped the fight with Mike Weaver in the first round. He stopped it. It was very, 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 very controversial. In fact, Joey Curtis was caught on a wiretap saying he can get you a top 10 ranking with the WBC for a certain amount of money. That's how crooked Joey Curtis was. Because Joey Curtis, he died owing me money. That doesn't mean I didn't like Joey Curtis. I despise him. He owed me money for an advertising. He had a construction company there in Las Vegas. Of course, he burned me on that when I was doing radio and TV down there. And of course, he was... I think he took a bribe from Don King. I think that's how that fight got stopped. I really do. In my personal opinion, I think that's how that fight got stopped. Come on, man. And there was no reason for the stopped fight with Mike Weaver. I mean, Mike Weaver was a slow starter. Everybody knew that. I mean, was that what Joey Curtis was waiting on? Of course, they fought again, Weaver and Dukes, and this one went to a 12-round draw. That one smelled as well. Two smelly decisions involving Michael Dukes. Speaking of Michael Dukes, of course, I think it was his birthday in the past couple of days or something like that. But the bottom line is he tried to sexually assault a girlfriend of mine, a then-girlfriend of mine. I think her name was Lucy Tapia. That was her name, yeah. And in an elevator in a hotel across the street from the L.A. Forum. She didn't tell me, because if she'd have told me, I'd have went there and stabbed him. I mean, I would have went and grabbed a pair of scissors or a knife, and I went up there and cut him in half. I'm not calling the cops. Bottom line is, you sexually assault my girlfriend in the elevator. She didn't tell me, but what happened was Michael Dukes pushed her up against the wall or the back of the elevator and started rubbing on her, you know what? I kid you not. So she was freaking out, and she didn't tell me until the next day. I mean, come on, baby. She didn't tell me till the next day. If she'd have told me right then and there, I'd probably be in jail right now for stabbing Michael Dukes. Well, Michael Dukes was a piece of work. So when he died, I mean, there was no sympathy here. I had no tears whatsoever. I mean, he was convicted of rape, I believe, and spent some time in the joint. But at the end, he had some serious brain injuries, whether it's brought on by boxing or his pension for cocaine. But at the end of the day, Michael Dukes was a piece of work, and I'll never, ever, 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 ever say anything positive about it. I just won't, man. I mean, he was just... How can I put it? I mean, a lot of negative people in the world, okay? But Dukes he brought nothing to the dance. Salvador Sanchez died. Wow. August 12th, 1982, at the age of 23 years old. Of course, Sanchez was the WBC featherweight champion, holding both the WBC title and the Ring Magazine title, of course. And at one point in time, I went and saw him fight Wilfredo Gomez. I thought he was going to lose to Wilfredo Gomez a year before. I think that was in September of 1981. Of course, that ended early. Gomez got stopped. Gomez was a 2.5-1 favorite. Gomez went into that fight with a record of 32-0-1 with 32 knockouts or something. I mean, it was an incredible record. I mean, I thought the Puerto Rican was going to roll over this skinny Mexican that looked like Popeye and like a Mexican version of Popeye in the cartoon series. I kid you not. But Salvador Sanchez, he broke Wilfredo Gomez's face bones in the first round, much like I did Keith Rucker. When you break somebody's bones in the first round, you break a bone in the first round, chances are this person's not going to win the fight. And guess what? He didn't win the fight, Wilfredo Gomez. He was stopped. Of course, Gomez, that was the beginning of the end. Of course, that night or the night prior, they had the same weigh-in, the weigh-in on the day of the fight. In other words, if the weigh-in was if the fight was tonight, we'd have the weigh-in this morning back then in 1981, okay? So they had the big morning weigh-in, and Gomez came down, and I'm watching him get on the scale, and he's at 130 pounds. And I'm saying to myself, I've got to be imagining this, because this guy's going to weigh 126 for the fight. This is a 126-pound title fight. So I'm looking at the scale, and I'm saying to myself, man, I must have been smoking too much weed or drinking last night or something like that, because it looks like that's at 130. Okay, and it was at 130 pounds, so he never officially made weight. He went out and made one stab at it, and I think he came down to like 128.5 or something like that, and Sanchez and the WBC president then, of course, Jose Suleiman, they decided to waive the weight difference, and the fight took place, so the show must go on. But the bottom line is, Gomez was never really the same after that fight. The ass-whooping he took that day, he never ever equaled, never was able to come back from. Of course, he had fights with some horrible fights. That horrible fight was Rocky Lockridge for the WBA 130-pound title. I think they gave it to him. They should have been arrested. The WBA giving him that title, of course. But the WBA and the WBC, you know, they're culpable in a lot of things, especially nowadays, because there's no oversight. The Association of Boxing Commissions at one point in time was supposed to be, you know, the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. Let me get back to that just for a second. The Muhammad Ali Boxing Act came into effect in 1996. What it was a piece of legislation drawn by Senator John McCain down there in Arizona. Of course, he wanted to give boxers a better way of life. He wanted to give them, you know, acknowledgement of how much money's coming in, how much the promoter's paying you, how much promoter's paying your opponent, all that kind of good stuff. So that was supposed to open up the sport of boxing so everybody could see that it was transparent, okay? Yeah. Anyway, bottom line is, the Association of Boxing Commissions, of course, I was one of their licensed judges for like a decade. And of course, they seem to have faded away. But what happened was when the law was conceived in 1995 and 1996 and was going through the Congress and the Senate, Senator Harry Reid, the guy they named the McCarran Airport in Las Vegas after, Senator Harry Reid of Las Vegas, he watered down the bill because, you know, Las Vegas was boxing at that point in time. Bob Arum was boxing. Don King was doing a lot of shows there. MGM was rocking. Everybody was rocking and rolling. I mean, it just was. I mean, because, you know, boxing was a big sport at one point in time, but it's not really that big of a sport anymore. I mean, Las Vegas and boxing, Las Vegas's tourism last month was down 7%. Okay, there's been no major boxing events there. I mean, they hold a boxing match, I think it was February 1st, I went down there, I saw David Benavidez and David Morrell going to sold out T-Mobile Arena. But was the house papered? I don't know. What I'm trying to tell you is that go back to the real picture that Dana White's drawn and the other people aren't. But the bottom line is, you know, when you look at the story of Muhammad Ali and the fact that, you know, he went on to fight many, many, many more times after the Norton fight in 1978, four or five times. Of course, he lost that last fight to Trevor Burbick. That was in 1981. That took place in the Bahamas. Of course, that was when Don King got his ass whooped by the Muslims. For some reason, Don must have crossed the Muslims because the Muslims beat, I mean, the Muslims who were Muhammad Ali's somewhat entourage kicked the spit out of Don King. I have no idea why. Nobody wants to tell me why. I've asked Don about it, and Don looked at me like I was high with that queer look on it and said, why do you want to ask that question? But the bottom line was, why did the Muslims kick your ass over there in 1981? Anyway, of course, that before that was the Ali-Holmes fight, October 2nd, 1980. That was probably the saddest day I've ever experienced in the sport of boxing. Why do I say that? Because I didn't expect Muhammad Ali to win, although I wanted him to win. He was somewhat of an underdog against the younger Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes was like 28, 29 years old. Ali was 38 years old, going on 90, of course, coming off the two fights with Leon Spinks. The one fight he lost, clearly, and then he came back and he won the second Spinks fight. But, you know, when I look at Ali's career, of course, he won that second Spinks fight, and that captured the World Heavyweight Championship for the third time. But I thought that might have been a bit of a rig. What I'm trying to tell you is I think Ali might have lost that first Spinks fight in order to beat Spinks in the second fight and capture the title for the third time. He wanted to have some historic significance outside of, like, people like Floyd Patterson won the title twice. I'm telling you, that's how Ali's ego worked. Speaking of egos, we are egos going at each other. Of course, the 12th of September, talk about the undefeated ego of Terrence Crawford at 41-0 with 31 knockouts, taking on my man, not anymore. He used to be at one point in time. And one time I was high on Canelo. Everybody thinks that I dump on Canelo because I don't like him and this and that. At one point in time, I thought, you know, he was a competent fighter and this and that. I thought he was noble. He was, you know, he wasn't, although he got caught doing some, you know, Flintstone vitamins kind of stuff or something like that. He said it was the meat. He said it was the meat. I kid you not, you know, the Mexican meat. Of course, the steroids that were in his body were brought in by the meat. Do you actually think you can get enough? Do you actually get enough steroids in your body to register off eating meat? Probably not, but he was able to pull that off. Of course, six or seven guys now on the team of Eddie Reynoso. Eddie Reynoso is the trainer and manager, I think, of Canelo Alvarez, but he and his father do the training. There's no doubt about that. And they've had seven guys test positive for some type of banned substance in the last 4 or 5 years. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. Think about that. Straight up, the Reynoso crew, I don't know, you know, coming up to this, the 12th fight, the September 12th fight, of course, the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, the home of the Oakland Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders, or the NFL. Of course, Crawford is a slight underdog in this, and people say, and I've been saying this for a long, long time, in fact, I live by this mantra. When I say size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Yes, this is combat sports, but talent and the ability to fight also adds a little bit to it. In other words, you know, there's certain guys that I'm smaller than, and I could just beat the spit out of because I've got skills. I mean, I just got skills, and I think skills pay bills. I think that Terrence Crawford, when it comes to the skill department, he's got far more skills. He can fight far better. He has better hand speed. He knows how to throw better combinations. I think his defense is better. I can go. He's just a better fighter, pound for pound, as far as all around abilities are concerned, than Canelo Alvarez is concerned. And of course, the only thing going in here, the caveat or the thing that sort of concerns me with Terrence Crawford is the fact he's 37 years old. Yikes, that's old for any fighter. Of course, Canelo's no puppy either. I think he's 35. But the bottom line is two old guys, combined ages like almost 80 years old, combining for the best fight of the year, and yet Dana White's putting together fights that draw 17, 18,000 people once or twice a month. Come on, something's wrong, baby. And I don't want Dana White to get into boxing, but something's wrong. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, is a car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
People walk up to me. Let me tell you, there's a rich kid here in the city by the bay. Of course, his family owns, I'll say it, his family owns Pasquale's Pizza, the pizza chain here in Northern California, okay? So, you know, Giovanni comes to me like 3 or 4 years ago. He says, Pete, I want to turn pro. I said, what do you want to turn pro? Pro what? Professional boxers. You got to be kidding me. He goes, why do you want to do that? He goes, well, I'm a good athlete. I said, say what? This is boxing. Bottom line is, it didn't work out. And, of course, if you want to box, I think that, you know, you can go to gyms now and do the boxer size, that kind of good stuff. But as far as contact's concerned, I really don't think people should be getting hit in the head. I really don't. I mean, if it's your profession, yeah, okay, I can go along with that. If you do it as a sport, I can go along with that. But the bottom line is, you know, when I think, see the guys that I go to these meetings with once in a while, these monthly meetings of the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association, when I see some of the guys and the residual effects of boxing had on them, I say, is it worth it? I mean, is it worth it when you think of Arturo Gatti, of course, the great warrior that he killed himself. I mean, it was suicide. He killed himself. Muhammad Ali, he knew his condition was deteriorating, yet he kept fighting. He knew that it was taken away from his memory, that he couldn't speak as well as he used to, and he kept going and going and going. And why? The addiction of boxing. For some reason, the addiction of boxing. I don't know if it's the money, but I think it's the claim to fame. I really do. Sort of that's the reason why boxing's still around. That's why I think Canelo Alvarez is sticking around, because Canelo hasn't had anything to prove in 3 or 4 years. because he doesn't want to fight anybody of note. I mean, like Paulie Malignaggi said, it's the biggest duck job in the history of boxing, no doubt about that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, I'll get into the fact that a couple of Japanese prospects from the same show past weekend on Saturday in Tokyo are both in the hospital, and they both had underwent brain surgery. So this is not very good. I'll talk about that and more, the dangers of boxing, in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up after the news right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. If I can say that straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned after the news.
I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness of Iowa, aiding you in weight loss in a healthy and safe fashion. InnovativeWellness.center. How bad is it for the New York Yankees? It keeps getting worse by the day. Despite a win over the Houston Astros, Old Timers Day was marred on Saturday when Mariano Rivera, the all-time Major League Baseball saves leader and Yankee great, tore his Achilles while fielding a fly ball off the bat of former Yankee second baseman and great Willie Randolph. Roger Clemens asked by WFAN's Susan Waldman, they all thought it was a hamstring injury, that it was something very tepid and minor. Not the case. Mariano Rivera will have surgery within a week. In the NFL, speaking of New York, the New York Giants getting immediate dividends, albeit preseason. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart, 12 of 19 with a touchdown toss as the Giants beat the Buffalo Bills 34-25. The Giants quarterbacking situation has been very muddled and underwhelming since the departure of Hall of Famer, most certain Hall of Famer, Eli Manning. Stay up to date, sports 24/7 at sportsovernightamerica.com. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Presented by Innovative Wellness of Iowa, InnovativeWellness.center.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. It's part 3 of our 3-part series of live sports on TV. And let's start with Paramount Plus. You can't live on the NFL, select weekend PGA events, and Landman alone. The rumor mill is abuzz that Paramount Plus may be merging with Peacock. Not the corporate parent companies, Comcast and Paramount Global, but the streaming services. Peacock has European Premier League, more golf courtesy of the Golf Channel, and of course the NFL, plus a new dance partner in the NBA ready to come aboard. The explosion of single-channel spin-offs will have more casualties as people refuse to purchase a channel to watch only 10% or less of their content. Like Paramount Plus, Hulu is on the verge of disappearing. The referee in the ring is holding up the wrist of Netflix as it continues as the single-channel streaming heavyweight king. Live TV streaming services that were trumpeted in the early 2020s as cable and satellite replacements are struggling too. And of those live TV streaming services that are predicted to completely KO cable and satellite, YouTube TV and DirecTV Stream continue to hold their own. But Fubo, and Hulu Plus Live TV continue to stagnate or bleed. What does this all mean? We've said it in our past segments of this feature. Consumers only want to pay for what they're watching. They will watch a few commercials for the on-demand type of services like the Roku channel, Tubi, or Pluto. They will pay for Netflix, which doesn't necessarily fit this mold, but if the consumer thinks they are getting enough value from a service like The King, they have no problem with the additional fat that they provide. The irony is we've circled back to the 20th century pay-per-view model for entertainment television as well as sports television, the one that customers feared and shunned some 40 years ago. The world is spinning quicker than ever. Hold on for the ride. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. When the internet came on, I was there. I'm talking about the first sports show back in the days of the Talk America Radio Network. People said to me, what's the internet? And I tried to tell them, it's like all these computers put together. Now everybody knows what the internet was. Of course, then it was like the web, the World Wide Web. Straight up, of course, the internet now in better than 200 countries. Welcome to the show. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. So I should know, allegedly, a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I don't know at all. You're the average fan. You're buying the fights. Or are you buying the fights? In fact, you know, now that this big fight, talk about the big fight coming up on the 12th of September from the Allegiant Stadium, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, the home of the Oakland Raiders of the NFL. It'll be Terrence Crawford. We talked about this in depth, 41-0, 31 KOs. Take on the aging Mexican warrior. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, 63-2, two draws. I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, Canelo hasn't done nothing for me in a long, long time. But the bottom line is, this fight with Crawford, he's training hard. Both guys are, you know, going to put up 100%. There's no doubt about it. And you'll see the very best of Canelo. You can't see at his age, and the very best of you can't see of Terrence Crawford at 37. But at 37, that's the caveat. Is it going to boil down to age here? I mean, one guy's older than the other. But then again, you know, I mean, Canelo turned pro when he was like 11. I mean, he did at 146 pounds. So he didn't really, listen, when you look at Crawford turning pro at 135 and Canelo turning pro at 146, there's not that big of a difference. It's only 10 pounds difference. And even 10 pounds of natural difference between two guys, I think that a guy with superior skills could beat a guy that's 10 pounds bigger than him. I don't care. Maybe 15 or 20. But if the skills are there, you can do it. Skills pay bills. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-759. You can catch us on Twitch, the Sports Byline USA channel. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is taking care of the board today. Take care of the board straight away. Of course, he is the great... I'm stuttering again. Bailey Peck. Take it away, Bailey, before I embarrass myself further.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo while supplies last.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
One, oh, let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to flu, pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've raised 10 kids, and there's always one child who can take a joke and another who can't. Mohammed could say something and just tick Frazier off, and Mohammed would be smiling about it.
It was like voices coming in his head. And I couldn't tell you who he's coming from, because I don't know. But therefore, if you ain't got something right to say to me, then you better keep me quiet. Because I'm going to peel off and hit you. Because it's just nothing for me to do but just walk straight, walk right.
Look at you, you're losing. You lost 3 rounds already. Come on, Leon, hit you 4 times. This worries a man.
Muhammad said, never feel sorry for me. He said, I'm great. But, you know, maybe he may not feel bad, but the guy that fought him do, because you see what he's going through.
He put it on the line, brother. The representation that he gave to the black community will never be forgotten, no matter what.
I am the greatest.
It's just sad because, you know, it's sad because, you know, he's a great guy and hoping that maybe he could, like, live the kind of life that we live, you know. I'd love to see him do that. You know, because he earned that.
Joe Frazier and Rahman Ali, part of that clip. Of course, Rahman Ali passed away last week at the age of 82. Of course, he was the guy that I walked up to in Las Vegas, in Atlantic City, said to him, "Mr. Shavers, can we do an interview?" It was Rahman Ali, not Ernie Shavers. Big, big boof there. But the bottom line is I just rolled with it. We cut it out as far as post-edit was concerned. But the bottom line is Rahman Ali passed away at the age of 82. He was Muhammad Ali's, basically his babysitter, his chief sparring partner for the most part, but... as a great fighter, Rudy Clay wasn't that good of a fighter. He just wasn't. Speaking of good fighters and great fighters, of course, next week, and I keep hyping this guy, I'm talking about Moses, man. I mean, Moses is a guy. You know he's a guy, right? Is he? Moses E. Tom, of course. 12-0, 10 KOs, of course. Big heavyweight, stands about 6'3", 6'4". Taking on Dillian White, a bit of a trial horse, 31-3. Been stopped three times, 21 KOs, and three guys have stopped him. Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, and Alexander Povetkin. Povetkin stopped him in 2021. But the bottom line is, you know, this guy's just a durable trial horse. If you can't beat him, you're not going to fight for the title. He's the gatekeeper, per se. So this guy's standing in front of the gate as far as the gate to greatness, as far as Moses Itana, and the gate to money. Because Itana's going to make some big money if he wins this fight, because he'll be next up. 13 fights. Guys aren't building a resume anymore. They're just not. I mean, they don't. I mean, guys want to get title fights as quickly as they can, you know, with a limited experience, things like that. And then when they get in title fights, they don't know what's going on. It's on them. But straight up, Tom, I'm looking at the odds here. He's like a 13-1 favorite. 13-1. So I guess you know, our guy has no chance, slim and none, and Slim's out of town. But straight up, a 13-1 favorite. Nick Ball's on the card, too. Nick Ball's one of my favorite guys. He just is. I mean, Nick Ball, the WBA, featherweight champion, of course, had that 130-pound WBC fight with Ray Vargas, and that was terrible. You know, that was like... That reeked of being, like, fixed. I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. I mean, they stole that. They called it a draw, but they stole that from him. Anyway, Nick Ball's a minus 650 favorite over a guy by the name of Sam Goodman. Sam Goodman's a good fighter, of course, of mine, according to Barry Rabbis. Speaking of Barry Rabbis was in here last week, of course, the British boxing hair. We had him in last week, and we brought him in last week to do the review on the Mark Kriegel book, because he read the Mark Kriegel book. I didn't want to read it. I'm just lazy. I don't like to read books. I just don't. I mean, I have short attention span, call it what you want anyway. So I gave it to Barry, and Barry reads the Tyson book, okay? So Barry comes in. We were supposed to do an hour last week on the Tyson book. The Tyson book never came up in the entire hour. It never came up, not even once. So it didn't come up until we were walking out of the building. I said, we didn't talk about the Tyson book. So anyway, I got to reschedule him. But Barry Rabbis, the British boxing hair, of course, he read the book. I didn't read it. But Moses Thomas, minus 1350. Nick Ball, minus 650 as far as odds are concerned. You know, as far as the rest of the card is concerned, you know, I'm not a big Hargoga fan, but he's a minus 950 over David Adelaide. But, you know, straight up, when you look at these cars now, most of them are coming from Saudi Arabia. Is that good for boxing? I mean, think about that. I told you, I think that guy can wink. I think with the money he has, he can wink. I mean, Don King used to have power. Bob Arum used to have power. Dan Duva had power. When these guys were the promoters of events, they carried a certain amount of weight with them, and the judges or the officials respected that, okay? But now we've got a guy with an unlimited checkbook, and he's been running around checking scorecards when his guy, Hamas Sherrod, had that fight with Carlos Adamas. Of course, it was called a draw, and it was a bit of a rip-off. Everybody knows Adamas won that fight going away, but Turkey's fighter got the draw, okay? And afterwards, of course, Turkey's fighter was put in that fight with Edward Berlanga, and of course, I thought that Berlanga had a shot at that one, but Berlanga got beat up like he got. It was like, oh, God, like it's like beating on a dog on a leash. I mean, that's what it was like for Hamas Shiraz. So Shiraz, of course, I thought he shined in that fight, 168 pounds. He looks like he is a threat. There's no doubt about that. And 168, of course, is... it's sort of like the division everybody abandoned, because now they're at 175. David Morrell's at 175. Of course, he was the guy that lost February 1st to the 175-pound world champion. I'm not talking about Dmitry Bivol. I'm not talking about Artur Bedoyev. I'm talking about David Benavidez, the monster, the guy nobody wants to fight. Didn't Bivol just duck him in a fight? Yeah, he did, about a month ago. Bivol said, I'm not going to fight the mandatory contender, the WBC's number one contender, which is David Benavidez, because I want to go in another direction. So he's going to try to fight Artur Bedoyev again. Bottom line is, you want to fight a 45-year-old guy again? You already fought him. You already beat him. Why do you need to fight him again? Why don't you take on the monster? Because you don't have the intestinal fortitude, or as we say on the street, the stones. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, the stones. Remember that little old lady from Oakland, California, one time when I was back 35, 40 years ago, and I said on the television on Channel 4, I said, you know, the guy doesn't have the stones to hang with him, blah, 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 or something like that. And she sent me a big, long letter, and all she wanted me to talk about was what are stones. And I had to come on the air and say, in a nice, eloquent manner, that stones are in our intestinal fortitude. When I say the guy has no stones, he has no intestinal fortitude. When I say a guy has stones the size of a fly or a mosquito, you know what I'm trying to say, he's probably not the bravest guy in the entire world. But the bottom line is, boxing, not rocking and rolling like it should, because of the fact that I think that there's nobody really, there's no heavyweight champ, there's no heavyweight that's really stepping out and commanding the sport. In other words, I mean, as good as Oleg Usyk is, he's never lost a fight, be it as a professional, be it as a cruiserweight, or as a heavyweight. Of course, I think he's an Olympic gold medalist as well. I mean, he's near pristine as far as his record's concerned, but, you know, how can I put this? He's from Ukraine, okay? And I wish the people of Ukraine all the best. People know that I back Ukraine over Russia and all that kind of stuff, and their independence from Russia and the Soviet Union, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, he's from Ukraine. We need an American heavyweight champion, somebody that can rock and roll here in the country. I think that if we had, of course, another Mike Tyson or something like that, but I think that if we had even a Tommy Morrison type that could capture the heavyweight championship and bring boxing back to the United States. Because I think boxing, when it became a global sport and guys like the Klitschko started winning and Lennox Lewis started winning in the Senate, I think the popularity sort of started to diminish here in the United States, because it used to be said in the old days, he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing. Well, that used to be then, and that's not now. It's just not. I think Ray Robinson changed that back in the 1950s, of course, when he sort of took over boxing all by himself and said he sort of called the shots. And, of course, in the 60s, there was Ali who sort of tried to call the shots, but he really didn't too. Bottom line is, he was paid well, but he did what he was supposed to when he got paid, okay? And then, of course, it came Ray Charles Leonard. Of course, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist, Sugar Ray Leonard. Man, he was brilliant. Let me tell you why. He had an attorney by the name of Michael Trainer. Of course, he's still alive, and he's working in Landover, Maryland, I believe. Of course, that's where Mike Trainer has an office. But Mike Trainer came up with this idea that he would turn Ray Leonard professional, but he would go out and borrow a bunch of money from these different syndicators, these different investors, and they'd invest maybe, you know, like $100,000 each in Ray Leonard. So he got like 8 or 10 investors together, put together $1 million. Bottom line is, he put together this foundation, per se, this Ray Leonard Foundation. And before you knew it, Ray was able to make enough money to where he bought all those people back, so he owned himself. And in the history of boxing, nobody's really owned themselves. In fact, I've got interviews with Ray where he talks about, I'm not anybody's fighter. I never want to be anybody's fighter. You know, I'm not anybody's fighter. And I said, well, what was Andre Maynard to you? Andrew Maynard to you? Of course, the 1996 Olympic gold medal, something like that. Anyway, I said, what does he do? He's my client. He's not my fighter. So Ray was real clear on that. In fact, the reason why I bring this up is that a lady promoter down there in Southern California, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she kept calling me, she's white, and she kept calling, you know, when she would text me back and forth, my fighters, my fighters, my fighters, and all our fighters were black. And I said to her, you know, I said, eventually that's going to come back and bite you in the ass. She says, what do you mean? I said, calling black fighters my fighters, you sound like some plantation owner, okay? So if I were you, I sort of modify my speech, this and that. So guess what? About a month ago, no, I think about 2 weeks ago, her husband reaches out to me through somebody else and wants me to do some TV for them. I ain't going to do it. I mean, I don't care how much money you throw at me. I wouldn't work at that lady. I wouldn't work it if you threw in a private jet and the impeccable one. Straight up, I just wouldn't do it. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 23 minutes past hour, more after the break.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Does a fighter think in the ring?
The highest form of individualism, and if you don't think, you're lost. You have to think.
Yeah. That's something you always emphasize.
That's right.
I mean, we often think of fighters as not too strong upstairs.
Well, you'd be surprised how strong they really are. Mm-hmm. Because once you keep after them, to look and understand and know everything they're supposed to do, then it becomes second nature to them.
Yeah.
It's like you learning a trade. You have somebody showing you and telling you. Then you become adjusted mentally and physically to handle the job.
That was great Ray Arcel. I consider him one of the top five trainers in the history of boxing. Of course, Angelo Dundee's up there. Eddie Futch is up there. A couple other guys. But bottom line is Ray Arcel, of course, the man that handled Roberto Duran all the way up until the No Mas fight. After the No Mas fight, he walked away. But the bottom line is Ray Arcel, one of the greatest trainers of all time. They're talking about the mental and physical makeup of fighters. Now, I go back in time. August 12, 2000, of course, I was in Las Vegas doing television with the Colonel, late Colonel Bob Sheridan. We do it at the Paris Hotel. We did the weigh-in the day before. It goes for the WBA heavyweight title on the line, allegedly. I'm talking about Evander Holyfield and John Ruiz. Of course, Evander Holyfield winning a 12-round unanimous decision. Judges had a 114-113. Dwayne Ford, Dave Moretti had a 114-113. And Fernando Viso, who I don't remember, had a 116-112. I was, as I said, part of the television there with the Colonel Bob Sheridan doing King Vision. And, of course, it was the alternative to Showtime outside of the United States. But the co-feature on that card featured Rosendo Alvarez and Babis Mendoza. Who cares about those guys? 107-pound, 108-pound guys, of course, for the WBA light flyweight title. But the bottom line is it was the last referee. It was the last fight that was refereed by Mitch Halperin. Mitch Halperin, of course, the referee that committed suicide 8 days later. Now, I'm going to tell the Mitch Halperin story one more time because it's a little freaky. Now, I was at Arizona Charlie's doing the ring announcing one night when I was like the second baddest dude in Vegas outside of the mayor. But the bottom line is, you know, I had to go going on there. I just did it. I had a suite at the Imperial Palace Hotel. Okay, it was my suite. And it was, I mean, all week long. I'm just, if I want to, bottom line is, I had to stay. So anyway, I had Las Vegas by the nuts. Stones. Anyway, so I go to the Arizona Charlies as a ring announcer. I think I was doing it for Top Rank or somebody. I got $500 doing this ring announcing. So I did this ring announcing, and I'm waiting for a car to come take me or a cab to take me back to the Imperial Palace Hotel. And referee Mitch Halperin walks out to get his car valeted. He goes, "Hey Pedro, you want a ride?" And I said, "Yeah, okay, I'll take a ride with you." So I take a ride with him, and you know, he's driving and this and that, and he's not driving the normal course. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm an ex-cop. I can smell things, even through a pair of, even. Anyway, I knew something was amiss. So he drove into the desert, you guys. He drove into the desert, and he stopped the car. And he stopped the car and pulled a gun out from the bottom of his seat. A gun out from the bottom of his driver's seat. A gun, a handgun. Looked like a 38 snub-nosed pistol. Why is this guy pulling out a gun in the middle of the desert? Ain't nobody around. Bailey, ain't nobody around. Well, I'm talking like maybe a half mile, three quarters of a mile each way. There's nobody around. It's dark. There's no street lights. There's no nothing. I thought he was taking some type of shortcut. Yeah, the shortcut was he probably going to end me. Okay, so anyway, I'm freaking out, and guess what? I can't jump out of the car. Where am I? I don't know what to do. For one time in my life, I didn't know what to do. So I said to him, "Hey man, what's up? He goes, "Hey Pedro, you think I made a bad call in that fight I refereed a couple weeks ago? Well, I think one of the guys died, and I thought he did make a bad call by letting the guy, I think his name was Danny Gonzalez. Anyway, he let Jimmy Gonzalez, something like that. But he let the fight continue. I think it was a fight with Gabrielis. He let the fight continue. I thought the fight could have been stopped because, you know, the guy had lost every round. When you lose every round, why keep putting him out there round after he's getting his ass whooped? I mean, come on, man. So anyway, Mitch didn't stop the fight. So Mitch tells me, "So you thought I should have stopped that fight, huh, Pedro?" And he's got this gun between his legs, and he's got his hand on the gun. You know, I'm looking between his eyes and the gun. I mean, you know, back and forth. So anyway, he says to me, he goes, "So should I have stopped that fight tonight, Pedro?" And I go, "Huh? Huh?" "No, I didn't do that." I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "The fight tonight." He goes, "You know, that was." I said, "Yeah, but this guy wasn't getting punished tonight." I said, "The other guy, Gonzalez, was being punished. He stopped that fight." I said, "Yeah, I still think he should stop that fight." I said, and I didn't know what to say right then there because I was telling the truth, right? I thought I was going to get killed for telling the truth just for a split second there. And he says, "Okay." And he slid the gun back under the seat and drove me to the Imperial Palace Hotel. So the very next day, I go to the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I'm freaking out. Okay, I'm like wigged out. I mean, I don't know if I'm wig or not. I am wigged out. I mean, like, holy spit with an H, right? So I go to the Athletic Commission. Mark Ratner's the executive director of the whatever they call him. He's the head of the Athletic Commission. So I go to him. I said, "You know, Mitch Halperin pulled a gun on me. I'm whining, you guys. I'm whining." And he goes, "Are you sure? It was a gun?" It was a cigarette lighter that had bullets in it. "Yeah, it looked like a gun to me. I'm a former policeman. It wasn't like, you know, I don't know what a gun looks like. This looked like a gun to me, like a 32 or 38 pistol, a little snub-nosed gun. I wasn't sure what it was because I didn't look at it that long. I was scared to death." So anyway, I explained to Mark Ratner what had happened, this and that. Mark blew it off. Mark never said anything whatsoever. Mark said, you know, "I'll take care of it," this and that. He never mentioned to Mitch. Anyway, the reason why I mentioned it is that Mitch blew his brains out in front of his girlfriend and his girlfriend's lover. So he got burned. Some girl he was sleeping with went and slept with another guy. So Mitch decided he was going to go into the guy's office and blow his brains out in front of the guy and his girlfriend. He allegedly followed his girlfriend to the guy's office, went into the office, and blew his brains out. Now, bottom line is, let's go to a break. But it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I'm telling you, Mitch, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Not ready for a break yet? Oh, no, that's 32. That's not 22. Straight up, I know! I'm looking at the clock here. You're tuning in. But back to Mitch, just for a second. He was everybody's boy. He was young. He was Jewish. He was a Las Vegas native. I mean, he had the complexion, the connection. Everything was going for him. You hear what I'm saying? He had the Athletic Commission and giving him all the big fights. Of course, he was involved with a couple of Mike Tyson fights. I mean, he did them all. There was no doubt about it. He was the premier referee. He was the chosen one by the Las Vegas Commission. But then again, he blew his brains out. So when he blew his brains out, I had no pity for him. I mean, I had none whatsoever. I'm sorry. I just didn't. Anyway, of course, going back on that card that day, I remember when Christy Martin fought on that card against Diana Lewis. Christy Martin, you know, she's got some issues as far as her medical status is concerned. Of course, that's from getting hit on the head. I asked her a few years ago if she wanted to come back and do any celebrity fights or something like that. She said, no. I said, well, they'll give you a whole lot. I mean, they give Christy Martin all kinds of money to come back and do something like that. But she couldn't do it. She said her doctor persuaded her not to do it. But Christy Martin, Will I consider her the best fighter in the history of women's boxing? Maybe. Her and Lucia Riker, of course, they never fought together, but I did get some advertising money for that fight. Remember that? I think I got a couple of grand. There was a couple of events, like the George Foreman, Larry Holmes fight. They gave me $5,000 advance money as far as advertising. So I was buying satellite time back then. So you buy satellite time in advance for these fights coming up, and you run these commercials, that kind of good stuff, okay? That's the way it used to be done. But the bottom line is they canceled that fight. I kept the $5,000. They canceled the Christy Martin Lucia Riker fight. I think I kept $2,500 there, so cancellations were cool. But Christy Martin, the queen of boxing, no doubt about that. I mean, the first lady of boxing, and had her and Lucia Riker fought, it would have been a great fight. Of course, when she came back and fought against Mia St. John in 2012, I mean, that was years after her peak. There's no doubt about it. At one point in time, Christy Martin was a face that you would see on the street, and you would know who she was. I mean, you didn't know who the heavyweight champion of the world was, but you knew who Christy Martin was. So may Christy continue to roll in good health. Speaking of good health, Holly Holm doesn't seem to want to quit. Talk about Holly Holm, of course, the former world kickboxing champion or UMMA champion, former boxing champion as well. But she fought a couple of months ago. Of course, she got back in June. She beat a girl in a 10-round decision. Of course, the scores were 190. In other words, 190, 190. She never lost a two-minute round. Okay, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, she's 38, 39 years old, and she's taking some lickings, man. I mean, why does she continue? Why would you continue? I mean, she's a coal miner's daughter, whatever you want to call her. Christy Martin was a coal miner's daughter. She had some other moniker down there, but about like the hometown girl, something like that. But in Albuquerque, she was queen. I mean, I watched her draw sellout crowds. I was a ring announcer a couple times for her events and this and that. And I really commend the fact that she was able to take women's boxing to another level down there. And then, of course, she came over and she did her thing in the world of mixed martial arts. And she knocked out and beat the spit out of Ronda Rousey when Ronda Rousey was at her peak. So you got to give her all kinds of props for that. All kinds of props for that, okay? But continuing to fight, and she's like 45 years old. No, I don't think it's good. Straight up, I wish her the very best of luck, but I don't think you can't have good things. You can't get good doesn't come. Getting hit in the head later in life is not good for you. Manny Pacquiao, he is not the exception to the rule. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, he beat that guy Mario Barrios, but Mario Barrios put up less opposition than Bailey Peck would put if I put him in the ring. I mean, what was Mario thinking? Tapping gloves and hugging him after rounds and that kind of stuff. I was barfing. That wasn't a boxing match. That was a love session. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And it was a unanimous decision, but very close. And again, a reminder, you will see the fight in its entirety on a special expanded version of ABC's Wide World of Sports, Saturday, July 19th. So mark down the date. All right, last night at Olympic Stadium, Howard Cosell was there in the dressing rooms of both men. Roberto Duran, the champion, and the loser, Sugar Ray Leonard.
I'm Howard Cosell. I'm in the winner's dressing room. Roberto Duran, the new WBC welterweight champion of the world. And Roberto, first of all, congratulations to you.
Roberto, ante que todo, felicitaciones por tu triunfo.
Thank you, y que no se repita lo mismo.
Thank you very much, Howard.
From the beginning, your tactics worked. You made Leonard fight your fight. Was that the key to the victory?
Desde el principio, saliste peleando.
Que yo... Dile a él que yo le prometí al pueblo de aquí de Canadá y a todo mi país, Panamá y al mundo entero, que yo venía aquí a pelear, no a hacer payasar.
I told the people of Canada, the people of Panama and the world that I came here to fight.
Canada.
I didn't come here to be a clown, and you saw what I did in the ring.
You remember I tell you in the hotel crossing, a me come to New York for training for fight. No, no, clown. I tell you, me come to New York for training for fight. Me no webet.
Do you respect Leonard?
Respeta a Leonard.
Yes. Sure, sure. Leonard, you my friend now. You my friend now.
Te quiero mucho.
Te quiero mucho.
Te quiero mucho.
Do you want a rematch? And if so, how soon?
Quisieras una revancha y si así, ¿cuándo?
Bueno, ya te dije que eso yo no sé. Eso es Don Carlos y Don King, que ellos son mis promotores de hace tiempo y mi manager.
Howard,
Don King.
I answered it before.
This, my manager, Mr. Valletta, my promoter, Don King, will discuss that, and I leave the business today.
Right, Roberto.
Final question. Was this the biggest, the most important victory of your fighting life?
Fue esta la más grande victoria de tu carrera.
Sí, sí.
Yes, yes.
Sí, tenía que ganarle a lo más grande que tenía en Nueva York.
El mundo
tenía que ganar a los más.
I had to beat the greatest of the world, so I am the greatest
mundo,
now.
Roberto Duran, yeah. El campeón del mundo.
All right, Roberto. Thank you very much. Again, congratulations. Good luck to you. And this is Howard Cosell reporting from the welterweight champion of the world's WBC version dressing room at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal.
Viva Panama!
Viva!
Viva Panama!
Viva!
Viva Panama!
Did you hear Howard Cosell there? All right, Roberto. I mean, it sounded like he was at a funeral. Of course, that was his golden boy. Ray Leonard lost that fight. Of course, Roberto Duran would weigh 147 for that fight. Take that back, 145 point something. I think 145 and a half would he weigh in officially. Of Of course, that was on June the 20th, 1980, when they came back for the rematch. Of course, on November 25th, I believe, 1980. Of course, he went up to like better than 205 pounds, 210 pounds. So he had to lose 50 or 60 pounds when training, and losing all that weight, didn't have much fight left him. But the bottom line is that, of course, brought about the No Mas fight. Remember that? No Mas. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. No Mas is not going down September the 12th. That's going to be a big fight, no doubt about that. But I'm going to push things up to November 22nd, because I think David Benavidez, I said, the star, the absolute star of boxing, the best fighter pound for pound. There's no doubt in my mind, as far as any weight class is concerned, he is the best fighter in all of boxing right now. He's better than Owen Inouye. He's better than Canelo Alvarez. Obviously, when Canelo didn't want to fight him for 3.5 years, but nobody wants to fight him. Dmitry Bivol doesn't want to fight him. You don't see Beterbev. None of these guys are calling out David Benavidez. None of them. I mean, had Benavidez not been somewhat a showstopper, he'd have been screwed. I mean, had he not put forth the good performances, they would have just taken him out. But November 22nd, of course, that was the day that the last coup here took place in the United States, when President Kennedy was whacked down there in Dallas, Texas, by government officials, in my opinion. Of course, that he takes on Anthony Yardy. Anthony Yardy and David Benavidez, November 22nd. That's from Saudi Arabia for the WBC light heavyweight title. And that's going to be on DAZN. Of course, DAZN now picking up a lot of fights as far as fights are concerned. But this fight, September 23rd, the big fight, of course, from the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. I keep bringing up the home of the Oakland Raiders. But the bottom line is, it's on Netflix. And, you know, you heard some commercials, some news in between Ring Talk and a couple of sports byline news broadcasts, talking about people being forced to buy packages and that. Boxing fans aren't buying packages. They just find another way to steal it. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's what's happening now. I think that for years, pay-per-view's been on the way out. I think that it just has. I mean, I've talked about this time and time again. Nobody wants to pay-per-view because the bottom line is, for the most part, you're being overcharged, you're being screwed. I mean, look what Dana White does. More power to Dana White. I keep telling him he's a great promoter. He knows how to make money. He turned a $1.3 million business into a $4.2 billion business. Let me tell you what the difference is. That's $100 million difference. In other words, he bought something for $1 million and he sold it for $4,200 million. That's what a genius Dana White is. There's no doubt about it, he's a genius. But as far as being a good guy and being good for boxing, I just don't think so. I really don't. Speaking of UFC events, let's get to them just for a second. Of course, I got to give Dana some props because he's selling tickets all over the place, man. He just is. I mean, 17,000 here, 18,000 here, 20,000 here. I mean, and he's going all over the world doing. He's going to go to Dubai coming. Got a card in Canada coming up, place in October. Of course, he'll be in Dubai on October 25th. So he goes from October 25th in Dubai. Take that back. Let me see about his schedule. UFC 2220, this is the latest schedule. December 13th, T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. It'll be UFC 323. Okay, so after that, he goes to Qatar. Before that, he goes to Qatar. I mean, November 22nd, he goes to Qatar for an event. Of course, before that, he goes to the United Arab Emirates over there in Dubai. Before that, it's Bishop, British Columbia. Before that, it's Rio de Janeiro. Before that, it's Las Vegas. Before that, Perth, Australia. Before that, San Antonio, Texas. Paris, France. Shanghai, China. Chicago, Illinois. He's turned this into a worldwide sport. He has all by his. I mean, I don't like him, and he's drawing all his money. I mean, big 18,000 people in New Orleans, 17,000 people in Tennessee. I didn't think it had 17,000 fight fans in Tennessee, but obviously they did. 17,007 to be exact, the paid attendance. Of course, Las Vegas did 19,000 people. Baku did 14,000 people. Atlanta did 17,000 people. And I mentioned it again, Newark did 17,000 people. Of course, Montreal, Canada, that was in May, they did 19,000 people. Holy cow. I mean, he's doing, and these tickets are cheap. The UFC tickets are cheap. I mean, it's not, no. I mean, in the old days, you used to have, like, cheap tickets here and there, but you can't buy UFC tickets cheap anymore. You can't get into a UFC event for $50. You can't do it. Can't get into a boxing match for $50 anymore. I remember in the old days, like Ollie Holmes back in 1990, I bought a $50 ticket. A $50 ticket. I sat in the bleachers, but I bought a $50 ticket to watch Larry Holmes destroy Muhammad Ali. That was an epic event, but I cried. I mean, I went back to my hotel room and I cried. I just did. It was really, really, really sad. I have a little text here on Moses Aitama. Moses Aitama is not the real deal. Pedro is another David Price. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Now, who was that? Okay, Randy. Randy says that on text. Listen, Randy, I thank you for the opinion, but the bottom line is, I'm hoping you're wrong because, well, maybe not. I mean, you know, There are no American heavyweights, and that's what's the problem with boxing. There are no American heavyweights. I mean, Jared Anderson, we thought he was going to be the answer like last year, but Jared turned out to be, you know, he has an emotional support dog, and he has some issues as far as his psychological well-being is concerned. He got beaten down. I mean, I can go on and on, but the bottom line is it ain't happening for Jared Anderson. Okay, Jared's a dun. He's a head case. Now, as far as the rest of the heavyweight division is concerned, I can't see anybody in the heavyweight division from the United States is going to make a mark. I just can't. I mean, not even the amateurs. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that there is no amateur program, per se, in the United States. I mean, when's the last time we won an Olympic gold medal? I think it was 2004 with David Reed from Colorado. I mean, he ended up in Colorado. I mean, but think about that. That's the last time we won a gold medal in the Olympics as far as boxing is concerned. Of course, especially heavyweights, we used to run the Olympics. Speaking of heavyweights, right now, Oleg Usyk on top, Ajit Kayabel number two. Of course, he's 26-0, coming loose out of Germany. He can fight, 32 years old. Danny Dubois just got beat by Oleg Usyk. Somehow he's ranked number three. Listen, when a guy gets drubbed, drop him out of the ratings, okay? No, don't drop him down to number three. I mean, what was he before the fight? Number two? Yeah, so you drop him down to number three. Number four is Joseph Parker, 36-3. Of course, he comes to us from New Zealand. An up-and-down fighter, wishing him the best. Got a good attitude, been on the show in the past. Fabio Wardley's another heavyweight from the United Kingdom. I'm not too high on him. Lawrence Okolie, another guy. He's a black heavyweight from the United Kingdom. And sort of lukewarm on him at 22-1. Anthony Joshua, stick a fork in him, 28-4. Of course, 35 years old, former Olympic gold medalist. I mean, at one point, how could he ever lose a fight? I mean, he had the build, he had the reach, he had the speed, he could throw punches well, he had stamina, but he didn't have something. Those stones I talked about a little bit earlier, the intestinal fortitude, he was sort of missing on that. And his jaw, of course, was a problem as well. I can't believe they're still right Tyson Fury number eight as far as boxing is concerned. Number nine, a guy by the name of Murat Gassiev. He comes from Russia. Of course, Gassiev. Number 10 is Mike Hunter. Of course, the son of Mike the Bounty Hunter. I televised some of his fights back in the 90s. Martin Bacoli is number 11. Martin Bacoli is a bit of an upset. Guy gets upset, but he took that fight in the last minute a couple of months ago, and of course, he got licked like a stamp. Shame on him. As far as the rest of the heavyweight division is concerned, Derek Chisora, Dillian White, come on, man, you gotta be kidding me. There's nothing happening. And Richard Torres is supposed to be the future of the heavyweight division as far as the United States is concerned. Listen, this guy sort of reminds me of a guy that should be delivering pizzas. I mean, that's what he looks like to me. A guy that would deliver you, hey, man, pizza. I mean, that's, you know, you open the door, it's Richard Torres. I mean, that Richard Torres Jr., 13-0, 11 KOs. I just don't see it. He's a southpaw. He comes out of Tulare, California, which is down around Fresno, that kind of stuff, down in the valley, per se. But I just don't think he can fight well at all. I just can't. He beat Guido Vanello this last fight. Of course, Tommy D thought that Vanello might be able to make a fight of that, but of course he didn't. That was for the IBF North American Heavyweight title, North American Boxing Federation Heavyweight title. Of course, I was a writer of the year, not once but twice, so let's not knock the NABF, of course. And you can see WBO, NABO, Heavyweight. All these belts mean he's paying a percentage of his purse, maybe 1% or 2%, maybe more, is going to each sanctioning body. Is it worth it to wear these bogus belts? I just don't think so. Anyway, looking at the rest of the record of Richard Torres, I don't see anything at all that makes me jump out. Do I think he's the future of boxing in the heavyweight division? Absolutely not. In top rank and keep matching him well. In fact, I think they're going to try to put him in with Tommy D next. If they can negotiate a good purse with Tommy D's agent, good luck on that one. Because negotiating with that agent is tough. But anyway, if he can run a good deal with Tommy D's agent, I think Tommy D could be the next opponent. That's how, I mean, come on, man. That's where Richard Torres is. He'd be fighting me and Tommy D. Nothing else. I mean, nothing. Absolutely nothing. He can't lick a snap. He wet his tongue. But yet, Top Rank is pushing him as like the next American heavyweight. Yeah. If that's the case, it's going to be a long, long time before the real next heavyweight comes along. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Last night, the Master Dana White, white privilege, straight up, Dana White had a card going on in Las Vegas at the Apex Center. That's what they call it, their little arena down there. But the bottom line is, in the main event, middleweight Anthony Hernandez defeated Roman Velzicki with a submission rear naked choke. That was in the fourth round. Of course, each MMA or UFC main event is five rounds. Of course, the other fights are three rounds. But the bottom line is, the co-feature, a guy by the name of Steve Ercik beat a guy named Odie Osborne with a unanimous nod. Now, of course, wow, I just was blown away by this. Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua are in a real deal negotiating to fight each other. I kid you not. And AJ's longtime promoter, Eddie Hearn, says it could happen early next year. I mean, come on, man. Why would we want to say Jake Paul, the midget that he is? I mean, Jake Paul should be fighting me or maybe Impeccable, the Bailey Peck or somebody like that, or Tommy D or something like that. That's really the level of opposition that Jake Paul should be fighting. I mean, now Anthony Joshua's only 6'7" and 6'5", and the other guy's like 5'10", 5'11". In other words, this is a mismatch all over the place, okay? If Joshua doesn't stop in the first or second round, you got to smell something like a fix. You just have to. I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. Anthony Joshua and Jake Paul, and as much as I despise Anthony Joshua, as much as I think that he isn't the real deal and that kind of good stuff, man, come on. If he couldn't beat Jake Paul, he should commit suicide. And I don't mean just physically. I mean, I don't mean mental. I don't mean actually. I mean, but that would be like, have to be boxing suicide. If he lost to Jake Paul, come on, they're going to put that on. Come on, you got to be kidding me. And Netflix was talking about doing that fight too. Of course, Netflix stepping in, taking care of a lot of stuff. People don't want to pay for packages anymore. Of course, you know, ESPN's a package. All ESPN is dropping might be dropping boxing with the fact that ESPN and Top Rank are no more. But the bottom line is, of course, PBC, what's happening with Al Heyman? Al Heyman's health supposedly is in question. Of course, Tom Brown's the number two guy there. Tom Brown being the brother-in-law of Dan Goosen, the former promoter, of course, that passed away a few years ago of cancer. But the bottom line is, Tom Brown, is he going to take over PBC? Premier Boxing Champions? Is PBC going to continue? What's going to happen? We'll have more for that on next week's show. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Center. The Saturday show is 11 a.m. for 1 hour, and the Sunday show is 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. But Jake Paul and Jake Paul. It blows me away that you know, we've talked about there's no boxing media. Me and Tommy D talked about no boxing media earlier in hour number one. And the fact that, you know, they're able to WBC is able to do whatever they want. They can violate their own rules and get away with it because there's nobody to call them for it. Because there should be somebody calling Jake Paul on this one, because Jake Paul's not a real fighter. I don't think so. I think the Mike Tyson fight might have been rigged. I mean, people say to me, how can you say, you think Mike Tyson would take a dive? Mike Tyson was in a position to hit him several times and didn't. That's what I said, was he was reluctant. I mean, you ever see Mike Tyson reluctant to hit somebody? Come on. Have you ever? I mean, you piss him off in the street, he'll kick your ass in the street, right? You know that. Mitch Blood Green, remember Blitch? But the bottom line is, Tyson did nothing. Tyson acted passively. Of course, I thought that Tyson went into that fight with some health issues, physically and both physically and mental. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he gave up to Jake Paul, didn't even fight hard. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcaster. The executive producer for the Sunday show is the great Bailey Peck. I thank you for coming in. Of course, straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.